We've got about a month left until the presidential election, and in case you haven't noticed, things have been a little contentious this campaign season. One big hot-button issue that keeps coming up is immigration. And when occasional vitriol arises about immigrants, KUOW's poetry correspondent Elizabeth Austin finds herself thinking about one poem in particular. She told KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman about it.
Marcy, every time I hear a reference to building a wall or keeping certain populations out of the country, I can't help but think of a poem by local writer Karen Finney Frock.
Karen Finney Frock, I know that name. Isn't she a novelist or a poet?
Exactly. She's a performance poet and a novelist.
So what's this poem that you think of?
Her poem is called The Newer Colossus. And if that name sounds vaguely familiar, it's because it's a riff on the title of Emma Lazarus' sonnet, The New Colossus. And that's engraved on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty.
You're talking about the one that goes, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free."
Exactly. So the Emma Lazarus poem was written in 1883, and it's in the voice of the Statue of Liberty. And it imagines the statue declaring a welcome to new immigrants. But Karen Finney Frock's poem imagines what the Statue of Liberty might have to say today. Let's give a listen.
The Newer Colossus. My feet have been wilting in this salt-crusted cement since the French sent me over on a steamer in pieces. I am the new colossus, wonder of the modern world, a woman standing watch at the gate of power. The first night I stood here, looking out over the Atlantic like a marooned sailor, plaster fell from my lips parting, and I said, "Give me your tired, your poor," like a woman would say it, full of trembling mercy while the rats ran over my sandals and up my stairwell. I was young then and hopeful. I didn't know how Europe and Asia, eventually the Middle East, would keep pushing their wretched through the bay like a high tide. I am choking on the words I said about the huddled masses. They huddle on rafts leaving Cuba and we turn them back. They huddle in sweltering truckbacks crossing the desert and we arrest them. I heard about a container ship where three Chinese hopefuls died from lack of oxygen, pretending to be dish rags for our dollar stores. How can we not have room for them? We still have room for golf courses. I am America's first liar. Forget about George Washington. My hypocrisy makes me want to plant my dead face in the waves. The ocean reeks of fish and tourism. My optimist heart corrodes in a salt wind. Give me your merchandise, I should say. Give me your coffee beans. Give me your bananas and avocados. Give me your rice. We turn our farmland into strip malls. Give me things to sell at my strip malls. Give me your ethnic cuisine, your cheaply made plastics. Give me, by trembling boatload, your Japanese cars. Give me your oil. Not so I can light my lamp with it, but to drool it from the thirsty lips of my lawnmowers. Give me your jealousy, your yearning to crawl inside my hollow bones and sleep in my skin made of copper. Look. Over there is New York. Doesn't it glow like the cherry end of a cigarette? Like a nebula from the blackness of space out here in the harbor. Wait with me. Watch it pulse like a hungry lion until morning. I should tell you to enjoy it from here. You will never be allowed to come in.
Oh, my gosh. That was very intense. Seattle writer Karen Finney Frock reading her poem, The Newer Colossus. And Elizabeth Austin, the original poem is one about optimism and hope. This is anything but that.
Exactly. And, you know, Karen told me that one of the things that prompted this poem was a real event that happened she recounts in the poem, this incident where several hopeful immigrants who were trying to come to the United States stowed away in a container. And by the time the ship reached Seattle, three of them had died. And that incident melded in her mind with her own early experience of the Emma Lazarus poem and with visiting the Statue of Liberty.
As a child, when I learned the poem, The New Colossus, and when I first learned about the Statue of Liberty, visited the Statue of Liberty when visiting New York City, those were ideals that I internalized about the country that I grew up in, and a belief that I cherished as a child about the country I grew up in. And so, you know, part of me writing the poem was certainly me growing up and realizing that, you know, the ideals are not so simply held or always held, or even necessarily held by everyone, or necessarily something that we can ever say we truly held as a group.
So, Elizabeth, is there a particular part of Karen Finney-Frock's poem, Newer Colossus, that comes to your mind?
Yeah, just as you were able to recite that Emma Lazarus line about the tired and poor from memory, which I bet many of our listeners would be able to do also, I keep hearing Karen Finney-Frock's line about refugees, how can we not have room for them? We still have room for golf courses. For me, that image perfectly captures a kind of cynical decadence that is not what I hold dear about my country, and it crystallizes it in a succinct image and phrase. That poem resonates on a lot of levels, raising this question, who are we as a country? But that's the line that kind of haunts me.
Well, thank you for bringing that poem in, Elizabeth Austin. You can read more about Karen Finney-Frock's other work and hear this poem again at our website, kuow.org.